K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you on this frigid morning?
Frigid, it is, most certainly is. It is a cold one this morning. Everything's a little bit stressed, a little bit slow going. The knob on the radio felt like it needed a little extra force to turn, and the window's taken a little bit longer to completely thaw out this morning. It's definitely a chilly one. It sure is. A lot of people lined up at McDonald's. They must be getting some warm coffee this morning. Yeah. How was your weekend?
Overall, the weekend was good. We went to an adult birthday party. It was more just a dinner. It was my daughter's mother-in-law's birthday, so we went to their house and had some snacks, had dinner, got to be with the kids, and puttered around the house a little bit, shot some traps and froze my hands off yesterday, and then puttered around the house again yesterday afternoon. So overall, it was a good weekend. Yours?
Yeah, I don't know if you recall me saying last week that we as well had a birthday party to go to. In fact, it was a combo. My dad's and my sister's. My dad's was Saturday and my sister's was on the 28th of January, so we combined those two. So that was nice. We were supposed to be there at noon for a luncheon, but my sister was on call and got called in a little bit before we were supposed to head over, and she was the second birthday, technically the first birthday. So we pushed that back a couple hours, but that still worked out okay because it gave us enough time to go do our grocery shopping and then meet back up over there. Sunday, we just stayed in. We never left the house on Sunday, and it kind of worked out well. We stayed inside. I worked on some projects. I worked on some ESP32 projects. I mounted those voltmeters in those boxes, so those are ready to go, so I can continuously monitor this battery voltage as I'm operating. And didn't string up the antenna this weekend, but keep getting that itch. And I'm still reading my second in the series book on POTA. So, yeah, I'm almost ready.
Well, it sounds like you had a productive weekend. It was a chilly one yesterday for sure. But I won't say I needed to shoot trap, but it was a better thing to do to go ahead and do that. Even though it was in Ellicottville, it was quite a drive, but that was all right. Didn't shoot too bad. So I see we're going to get a warming trend today for a little bit.
Oh, actually, I haven't checked out the weather. Right now, I peaked to the negative at minus 13. I warmed up to minus 12. And hopefully that's not the heat wave you're referring to.
Yeah, my weather app was showing, when I woke up this morning, minus 13. I just logged on to my computer and it shows minus 2, so I don't know. It's damn cold, for sure.
Yeah, I think the minus 13 probably was correct. That's what my truck was saying here. Now, like I said, it's minus 12 as I'm cruising along. It's gone up and down a little bit. Obviously, it is going to vary. I didn't stay up for it to watch the Bills game. Did you, not Bills game, the Super Bowl, I'm sorry. Did you stay up to watch it or tune in for the pregame show, the halftime show, or any of the alternate channel shows?
No, as a matter of fact, I just finished fixing dinner when the game came on, and I wasn't watching it. Karen watched a little bit, I guess, the opening. Then I came down cellar to do some things, and I watched, well, I put my gun away, and I had it on for a little bit and watched it till halftime, and then I changed the channel to another channel, and then went upstairs and listened to the part of it on the radio. Other than that, I didn't listen to it very much, and, you know, I didn't have any skin in the game this year because I didn't have a square on any pools or anything, so I really didn't have much interest in it.
Yep, absolutely understandable. I did DVR it, though. Hopefully, I almost forgot about it. In fact, I started the DVR a few minutes or maybe quite a bit into the pregame show, and just because I wanted to see some of the, you know, the musical artists and see how those went over, especially if people were talking about it, I'd want to go back and see it, though I'm sure it would be on YouTube. But, yeah, that's about as close to it as I had gotten. That's okay. All right, this is K2PCB. Maybe I'll pause and say good morning to anyone else that's joining us in here. Welcome. All right, nothing heard yet. If anyone joins us, just pop in at any time. Yeah, I'm... I got a message from Ross. I'll have to check that here when I have my next stop. But, yeah, reading that book there, I think I mentioned this last week as well. Book one and book two have a lot of similarities. In fact, I think there was some cut and paste. A lot of new information, but, you know, some sections you're like, holy cow, I've read this section already, and you kind of speed up your reading and get past it. But they really touch on a good handful of different easy-to-deploy antenna configurations, from these link verticals, link dipoles, end-fed half-wave antennas, and, you know, thinking about what you can easily put up with a counterpoise, without a counterpoise, without a good ground, like a good water table. And yeah, I'm glad I'm going through this. And I think you said you picked up an antenna book. I wonder if you've given any more thought to the type of antenna that you might want to install there, or do you want something that is more on the portable, like temporary install, that you put it up and take it down, which could be awkward. Yeah, curious.
Yes, I do have a couple of books on antennas. Well, one that Ross gave me, and then, a couple that I bought from ARL. I'm definitely want to do more of a permanent installation. So I've got two options. One is to run a wire along the edge of the house, maybe more like an inverted L, or one in the attic. I'll probably be able to get up there again this week and start taking some measurements as to how I could lay maybe some sort of end-fed wire up in the attic of the garage. It's just now deciding on what cable to run for that. I don't know if I should run RG58. I'm wondering if the loss would be too long or too great for that long of a run. I'm not sure. I'd have to do the calculation.
Yeah, I would definitely do the calculation. What is it going to be? Yeah, exactly. And then you'll have to decide if you want to bump up to something a little better. You know, I don't know, I kind of like the idea of the attic one. That's something you can do today. You could do, you know, without playing around in the cold. And yeah, that's a cool idea.
Yeah, I like the attic one, too. It's out of sight. Out of the weather. If for any reason I need to get up there, it's easy, it's stable. I have to walk up a ladder to get up there, but once I'm up there, other than bumping my head, because there's not a lot of room up there, but other than that, it's pretty decent. So that would be helpful. So now I just got to see if I've got enough length for the lowest frequency, you know, base that length or distance on the lowest frequency that I do. And then hopefully it's resonant on some of the higher frequencies.
Yeah, exactly. And you could also consider some loading coils in those wires as well. If you could get a 40 meter dipole up there, that would be great.
Exactly. So that's what I've got to measure. I don't know if I'll be up there today, maybe tomorrow. And then, you know, play with the math today to see, looking at the different types of cable and their loss over a distance. And I can get a pretty good measurement of that distance in the house. I mean, it may be off by 1 or 2 feet, but I don't think that's going to be an issue.
Yeah, of course, add a few extra feet for incidentals, maybe leave yourself a couple extra feet at your station there in case you want to move the radios around. You just want to make sure you're in a good, comfortable zone. Oh, yeah, here I stopped in, it's the weather. Oh, minus 15. Oh, holy cow. Yeah, Ross has got the win right there.
Yeah, he does. And since it's the Olympics, I guess we should give him a gold medal for that. This is KE2GDQ.
Why do we live here? Well, that's the easy one.
Good morning,
gentlemen.
This
is the best place to be.
I cannot push the button of a microphone hard enough to get it to talk.
Good morning, Ross. You're having a hard time with your microphone being so cold?
Yeah, that rubbery plastic that's supposed to be a little pliable, be able to push the talk button, it's not allowing me to really push it. I have to really get a good push on it to get the key up. I'd be better if I like a plastic button or something else besides this rubbery, leathery style button. I think once maybe the weather warms up a little bit, maybe I might put my Yaesu I have kicking around in here. Switch out radios. This one's, the radio works fine. The microphone cord's starting to really fray, and yeah, like I said, the mic is getting tired. And I can't find one anywhere online just to buy a microphone. I gotta buy a wholly new unit, which I don't want to do.
You can't find a microphone for your radio online?
Well, I can if I buy a whole new radio. That's the only way I found. Unless I can find something on eBay. I haven't searched eBay yet, but I have to try that.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's seems to be anything you want to buy is online anymore. So hopefully you can find something.
Well, the only problem with this radio, it's not a popular radio. It's more of a commercialized one. That's why I bought it for, you know, talking on the other bands with it. But like I said, it's not a very popular one. PowerWorks only sells, I think, two models, and that's it. They don't do anything else. They're more of a accessory type company, like power supplies, wire. All that stuff. They don't really sell radios that much.
KC2NVM, what kind of radio is it? Good morning.
The PowerWorks, at least 750D.
Never heard of it.
That's what I mean. It's not a very popular radio. All right, Jeff, take it. I've been chatting along for a little bit here. KC2PC.
Well, and my standard complaint is to my parents is in why they chose Western New York to raise us and then just force us to live here as adults.
That is a really good question, Jeff. For my answer is, well, with my daughter and her kids are here, I'm going to stay here as much as I can to be near the grandkids.
But you had a choice when you were younger to move away and stay away. Yet transportation.
Yes. I may have stayed away. Yes.
Because I even escaped and went to Virginia Beach for 4 years, and then my father tempted me back with a nice paying job at American Axle, and he got me to come back, and I just haven't been able to leave, and then go to school, meet your wife, and you get a kid, now I'm stuck here.
Yeah, when I was stationed in outside of Vegas, really, really liked it. Loved the warm weather. It was really nice there.
Oh, it warmed up. It's minus 7 now.
I think your car's lying to you now. I got minus 16.
I think when it gets down that cold, I don't. A degree or two isn't going to be that big of a deal.
What's going on with Travis? You seem to be texting and not talking on the radio.
Apparently he was searching the internet and may have found a microphone for Ross.
Well, he doesn't have to do that, but that was nice of him if he did do that. But I'd rather put my Yezu back in here. Than that one. Like I said, it's that radio's 20 years old, so it's getting up there in age. It might be even though it works, it still works great. I'm not gonna complain about it, but microphone will be a lot easier than a whole radio replacement, but I have to see. Maybe I'll do some web search on lunch today.
Yeah, I'm the only one that doesn't have a radio in my vehicle. I might have to work on that one.
Yeah, that's getting tougher and tougher to do. You need to really think those out. My older vehicles, I used to be able to, like, oh yeah, I'm going to put this here, no problem. Now it's like, oh, I don't want to drill a hole here, I don't want to do this. The radios are nicer now. They have remote mount head plates. They can stick the radio somewhere else. But yeah, it gets tough. I'm hesitant to drill holes in the roof just for water purposes, but you gotta think that one up. There's a lot of options up there. I like Travis's lake, the third tail light mount. That's cool, but that's pretty pricey.
Yeah, that is a pricey alternative. I've seen what I guess I'd call them clips or pieces of metal you can mount to your fender. They come up through the hood, so that it's there. So I've looked at that. I'm guessing I'd have to keep it kind of short, especially if I wanted to go through the car wash. So I'd have to look at that. But I do like the idea of it being shorter.
See Jeff racing by me, in front of me. There's some mounts. Believe it or not, the glass mounted on it is still out there. That's kind of like a last option. Those, they work, kind of. It depends. It's just being a physical connection. I'd rather have, instead of just have an RF radiating through a glass, I'd rather have actually a solid connection to the radio. But people claim they work. So, there's that option. And there's always used to be, which they don't have anymore, is the antenna. You'd be able to unplug your FM radio for your car, and then stick your antenna in there, and then it used to be, I guess it was like a duplexer that would knock out the, obviously block the RF, but allowed you to use the mount for your car radio antenna as a, scanner, whatever you want it to be. And then it would, and then you could use the dual-purpose antenna for both your ham and your FM radio.
Oh, that's interesting. So you would, I'd have to look into that. I don't know if that's available, but I agree with you. I don't really want to drill a hole in my roof. You know, I've got a tonneau cover on the bed of the truck. Maybe if I had a different tonneau cover, I could mount something in one of the bed stakes. Yeah, so I got to look into that.
There's also, when I was looking into putting one in my truck, it gave me the idea. You can take out your stack antenna and allow your truck to sit there on, you know, your antenna's up on the roof, your GPS and everything goes through there. You can take that out. You can replace it with you get your FM radio back, but you lose your GPS and your Sirius satellite. It doesn't have the antennas in there, but in replacement, you can get your ham radio or scanner antenna, whatever you want to use it for. It's got an antenna mount up there for that. So that's kind of a different alternative for that.
Okay, yeah, I don't know if I want to lose my Sirius XM. I probably should give it up anyway. It's getting too expensive. There are plenty of options. It's just deciding which is the right one. Kind of like deciding on which antenna I want to use for HF.
Yep, it's all the wonderful things to think about with your new hobby.
Yep, a lot of things depending on, and, you know, there's so many different things you can do in it. You know, I watched this couple called the Ham Radio Duo. They do a lot of QRP POTAs, and you know, that with Morse code, and that seems to be their thing. You know, I hear a lot of people talking about FT8 and doing that, and you know, some people just build different types of antennas to see how they perform on, you know, whatever band. And so, yeah, there's just a lot that you can do and go down those rabbit holes. So, you know, it's just deciding what I want to do, but I guess you got to kind of play with a little bit of it all to find out what you like. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's pretty much the game, name of the game. I guess I wish there was like a store around here, you know, like some ones, there's a couple in Ohio. You can actually go to the store, they have them on display, you can play with them, you know, tune up with them, everything, you know, and see what you like about them, what you don't like, you know. I mean, the web only does you so much justice where you can, like, oh, okay, you know, this is, I'm really liking the look of this radio, you know, the feel, you know, where all the buttons are really laid out. Yeah, I wish there was a store, you know, someplace around here you could actually go and play with the radio.
Oh, like a ham radio outlet.
Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah, I tried to think of one of the other ones, a couple other ones. But, shut my car off, and believe it or not, I can't believe how fast the cold's actually starting to come back into the truck. It is really cold. I have 9 now sitting here at work.
Yeah, it's definitely a cold morning. I can hear my boiler working pretty good today.
Yeah, my furnace ran a lot over the weekend. I might have to take out a loan to pay for the gas bill.
Yeah, I hear that. I was doing some stuff in what I call my workshop, and for whatever reason, when they built the house, they put the gas meter inside, and I can hear that churning away, and it just cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Yeah, it's going to be up there.
Well, Jeff, looks like it's that time for me again. Be a good opportunity to make a run for it to the building and hopefully warm up in there for a nice cup of hot chocolate. I think that's going to be my plan since I get into it. So KD2GDQ, it's KC2PET. J83's Brad, stay warm. I heard it's supposed to be up in the 20s today, which is shocking to me, but let's hope it gets there. So you have a good day. J83's Brad, talk to you tomorrow.
KC2PET, this is KD2GDQ. U73 to you. Have a great day. Stay warm, and we're clear of the channel.